I'm Alex Keefe, and this is VPR News. Vermont's 2016 campaign season is already off to an early start, and Democratic Secretary of State Jim Condos has had to field some tough legal questions. A couple races have sparked debate about the definition of residency for potential candidates and the constitutionality of Vermont's public financing system. VPR's Bob Kinzel has the details.
When Governor Peter Shumlin announced last June that he wouldn't be a candidate for a fourth term in office, it forced many potential candidates for governor and lieutenant governor to announce their intentions months ahead of the normal timeline. One of these candidates is Garrett Graff, the 34-year-old son of former Vermont Life editor Nancy Price Graff and former Associated Press chief Chris Graff. For the past 9 years, Graff has worked in Washington, D.C., and recently came back to Vermont to seriously consider a run for lieutenant governor as a Democrat. But questions have been raised about whether Graff meets the residency requirements for lieutenant governor. The requirements, spelled out in the Vermont Constitution, state that a candidate is not eligible until, quote, he shall have resided in this state 4 years next preceding the day of the election. Secretary of State Jim Condos doesn't think Graff meets the constitutional requirement.
So next preceding the day of the election, we assume, and the Attorney General agrees with me, that that means you have to reside in the state 4 years preceding the day of the election.
But Graff has a very different take on this issue. He says he's never changed his voter registration, and he points to Title 17 of Vermont election law, which defines resident as a person who is domiciled in the state or has an intent to return if they were temporarily absent.
I'm a Vermonter. I was born a Vermonter. I was raised a Vermonter. I've woken up every day of my life as a Vermonter, and I don't have any doubt that I meet the residency requirements.
Condo says he has no authority to rule on this case and that the courts will have to decide the issue in the event that another candidate challenges Graff's residency. The state's public financing law is also under fire in the race for lieutenant governor. Under this law, a candidate seeking public financing cannot declare their candidacy or campaign until after February 15th of the election year. Condos thinks the law is pretty straightforward.
You give up certain things when you want public money. And when the public is going to do that, put those monies up to pay for your campaign, you do agree to do certain things. It's not like someone's twisting your arm. You know that ahead of time.
But Chittenden Progressive Senator David Zuckerman, who says he'll run in the Democratic primary, thinks the law is unconstitutional. He says it caps how much money a candidate can spend in a primary, and it unfairly limits the length of the campaign. He's joined a suit that is challenging the law.
I recognize those caveats, and they were reasonable when elections were run reasonably. But at this point, campaigns are starting earlier, and people are spending more money, whereby it's an impractical law because of the playing field changing.
Zuckerman says he'll run a traditionally funded campaign if he has to, but he hopes the lawsuit will lead to a stronger public financing law in Vermont for the 2016 campaign. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.